Welcome back. Well, the country's unemployment rate sits at a 15-year high. GDP has slumped to its lowest level in a decade, while growth is expected to come in at just 1% for this year. That's the data which is pointing to the state of the economy. Tomorrow evening, President Ramaphosa will be delivering the 6th Parliament's first State of the Nation address under the theme, Let's Grow South Africa Together. And unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of Ralph Matecha this evening, but joining us on the line, political analyst Richard Calland. He'll be joining us with his analysis on the politics behind the address. And Busi Mavuso, who's COO of Business Leadership South Africa, joins us in studio with the business community's expectations. Thanks to you both for joining me this evening. And Busi, I'm going to start off with you in studio. We've got the president delivering the State of the Nation address tomorrow. Anxiety levels are high around policy uncertainty, ability to effect reform beyond the rhetoric, getting rid of the rot at the end of the day, and stimulating growth. Are you confident that the president has an actionable plan?
So thank you very much for inviting us. We are confident in President Cyril Ramaphosa and his ability to can effect the reforms that he'd like to effect. We are obviously worried about the factions that are seemingly going on within the ANC that can actually derail that agenda. You know, if you look at the Moody's report that was actually issued, I think about 3-4 weeks back, they are also worried about the factions within the ANC which might actually make President Cyril Ramaphosa not to be able to achieve what he wants to achieve. Remember what he promised when he went to WEF at the beginning of the year. He said, I'm going to effect SOE reforms. I'm going to ensure that I attract and I retain foreign direct investment. And I'm going to ensure that I give certainty around property rights, you know, which is key. So what we saw coming out, for instance, last week around the independence of the Reserve Bank, once again, after the ANC Lekgotla, is very worrying. I think he's going to have to tomorrow really nip in the bud the issue around the independence of the Reserve Bank, you know, the issue around prescribed assets, the issue around, you know, the land expropriation without compensation. You know, if we are amending Section 25, what does that amendment mean? Because remember, if we're saying that we are posturing ourselves to receive foreign direct investment, then what does a country that ought to, you know, be an attractive investment destination, what do we have to look like? What do our policies have to say? Because we can't talk left and walk right. So I think the ANC is really going to have to be very deliberate about sending that message tomorrow to local business and to international business.
Richard, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. With that, what's needed? A unified backing at the end of the day for an actionable plan to actually be realized. The key question is, does President Cyril Ramaphosa have that?
Look, I differ slightly with much of the commentary about State of the Nations in general. I think they are an opportunity for a president to impose his authority and his statecraft on the country. What I mean by that is that sometimes less is more, and that there is often a call for a president to lay out in detail an implementable action plan. That comes later. What we want tomorrow is a sense of strategy. We want a sense of strategic purpose and intent. We want to know what are his real top 3 or 4 priorities. Does he, for example, have a clear idea about how to reform the state and enterprise sector? When will the unbundling process of Eskom start? Because that alone will make a big difference to how investors, domestic and international, view the country, and is likely to at least start or ignite the growth of the economy, which is so urgently needed. So that's what I'm looking for. And of course, yes, the ANC is a drag factor. It will continue to be so. But tomorrow he speaks not as the president of the ANC. He speaks as the president of the country, as the head of government, and he has to impose his authority on the politics of the country. He has to set out a clear vision, and he has to do so in a credible and persuasive manner.
Absolutely, because for now it's the lack of that that's been holding business back, Busi, to a large extent, where the sticking point, or one of the sticking points, is job creation, tackling unemployment. What's going to see private sector come to the party? Because government cannot do this, shouldn't be doing this on its own.
So I think the way this whole thing works, and unfortunately there isn't any other way to do it, you need to have the right leadership at the helm, because with the right leadership, they can effect the right policies. And if you have the right policies, then you are therefore, you know, a better positioned as an attractive investment destination that can bring not only local investment, but foreign direct investment. And if you get foreign direct investment, then you can see, you know, your aggregate output increasing. With aggregate input increasing, then you can see the GDP growth. With GDP growth, then you can see jobs. With jobs, then you can see, you know, unemployment decreasing and so forth and so forth. So I think it all starts with policy certainty. So I think if we are saying we're posturing ourselves to get the 100 billion US foreign direct investment, then our policies are going to have to talk to that. Unfortunately, we don't have the latitude, you know, as this government, especially as this ANC-led government, as I said, to walk left and to talk right. Mm-hmm. You know, you actually have to, through your iterations and through your policy iterations, you know, to actually show that you are serious about ensuring that you bring investors into the country, as it were. Because unless and until you do that, then I think this investment drive that we're on is a fallacy as a country. And I think the ANC is going to have to remember, and I think the ANC, because I'm lamenting on them because they are the government in control, mm-hmm. you know, to say that this is bigger than them. You know, this is not about the ANC politics. This is about a 5 trillion rand economy. This is about 57 million South Africans. This mm-hmm. is about 38% unemployment. You know, this is about, you know, the fact that we're sitting at poverty levels of more than 50%. So what, therefore, do we have to do to ensure that we start dealing with those things effectively?
And sitting with unmanageable debt as well, Richard, a business role is highlighted by the fact that we have had from some quarters calls for privatization come to the fore as a solution to the SOE conundrum. We aren't possibly going to hear that P word tomorrow, but how decisive do you see him being around Eskom and SAA in particular?
Look, I don't think this is a government that has a whole bouquet of new ideas or new policies up its sleeve, unfortunately. After all, Ramaphosa offers a different form of leadership, or the prospect of better leadership, for sure, and I hope that's a strategic intent. But it's the same party that's been in power for many years, so I don't think we can expect a great shift in policy. What we want, as has been pointed out rightly, is policy certainty on key areas of the economy. And yes, we want to see innovation. Now, innovation may only, therefore, be in the form of slaying the holy cows, to use the words of Peter Mboweni, Finance Minister, and recognizing that such is the depth of the crisis, both fiscally and economically, that the government needs to consider all options, including privatization.
Well, let's leave it there. And of course, this as we sit on the cusp of the SONA address tomorrow evening. Thank you both for having joined me in studio. And on the line, of course, political analyst Richard Calland and Busi Mavuso, CEO of Business Leadership South Africa.